help you, a first-time dad, a lot to know what your wife is going through or help you anticipate what she will be going through because even for her, a lot of what's about to happen will be a surprise and maybe different than she expected.
So it's my hope that through these videos, I can help share a little bit of the behind the scenes of what's going on with your wife so that you are equipped to better support her throughout pregnancy and the first few months of your newborn being a part of your life. As soon as your wife thinks that she might be pregnant, she's going to run out and get a pregnancy test. She may or may not tell you, depending on if you've been trying, if you are, if she wants to surprise you. So I took the route of surprise. We had gotten back from our honeymoon just about a month prior. So we were eagerly wanting to have children, but we weren't like trying. And so I knew that we were going to be excited. So I ran out to the CVS and I picked up my pregnancy test and I took that pregnancy test in the bathroom of my office. And it said, in fact, that I was pregnant. So one, it's not always as glamorous as you might think it would be. And then I went home and I had a second test. And so I said, okay, I'm going to take a second test just to be sure. And I took the second test and I was still pregnant. And so what I did was I decided I wanted to go to the doctor because I wanted to make sure that it was actually true because, I don't know, maybe multiple pregnancy tests could be wrong. And I thought they had this like super powered test at the doctor's office. Turns out they don't. The doctor told me that literally it's the same like pee stick that you use. It's just you pee in a cup there. So I went and I remember sitting in the office and I had peed in a cup. And I was waiting, and the nurse came in and started bringing me these like pregnancy books. And I said, "Oh, I'm still waiting. I don't, you know, I'm not sure I'm pregnant. I just came in for a test." And she looked at me and she said, "Oh, you are pregnant." And I remember having this moment of feeling really excited. So that was kind of the first phase of what I went through. So then, immediately after I realized that I was in fact pregnant, I went to Barnes & Noble when that still existed, and I bought like every pregnancy book I could find. And that is probably the first moment of anxiety and stress that I experienced, because what I didn't realize was that there are lots of different approaches to pregnancy and childbirth. And when you buy all of the books, there's a lot of information, a lot of it conflicts with one another, it's very stressful. There are books that tell you the worst case on every possible thing that could happen, prescriptive books on what you should and shouldn't eat. It's like, it's very overwhelming. So I will say that the best thing I did was I did two things. One, I signed up on whatToExpect.com for their weekly email. And that email's adorable because it tells you week by week what to expect about your child's development over the 40 weeks that they're in gestation. So that was fun because it also kind of gave it in bite-sized pieces different things we should be thinking about. So prenatal nutrition. It talked about, you know, when you should be thinking about car seats, what kind of crib you might want. So it was really helpful throughout that process to kind of break it down and keep us on track and kind of bite-sized things, but also like a little nugget every week of excitement about what was going on. The other thing I did is we looked at all of the birthing class options and we decided to sign up for the Bradley birthing method. The reason we chose this method is because Bradley birthing method is all about partner coached birthing. It's a 12 week long program and it really ranges or spans the time frame of when your wife is newly expecting and how you want to think about prenatal vitamins and prenatal nutrition. And it goes all the way through coming home with the baby and the first week of like you learn how to change a diaper and swaddle a baby. So we felt like that was really helpful. And for me, it helped me to understand throughout the process the things that I should be expecting, as well as how to position ourselves for a successful labor and delivery in the hospital. The second amount of stress was when I would talk to other moms about being pregnant, and every mom wants to tell you their birth story, and that is wonderful and lovely, but very often they are terrible and terrifying, and it is going to stress your wife out. So just be aware that, like, beyond her control, people are going to start offering her all sorts of information. The next time I felt stressed was the day I ate unpasteurized cheese. American society tells our mothers a lot of things about what we should and shouldn't do during childbirth, and that basically everything can catastrophically ruin your child. So I was out at a restaurant. I ate some unpasteurized, I think it was goat cheese. I had like a mild panic attack because I was pretty sure that I had just like ruined my baby's brain development. And so that was my next moment of anxiety. And then I'll say the real kind of stressful time came probably the month prior to giving birth. Because again, I was anxious about the actual activity of birthing a baby. And that's something from like literally the day that I found out I was pregnant until the day after I had delivered my baby that I was anxious about. Because it's the anxiety around like pushing a human baby out of your body. And just recognize like your wife's going to be processing that throughout 40 weeks of being pregnant. And it can be a pretty stressful time period. I started to worry about not being hydrated enough, because one of the things they teach you is that like you need your skin to be well hydrated, to be elastic, so that you can better and more easily deliver your baby. And so I started panicking and like chugging water and eating a ton of watermelon and eating a ton of cantaloupe. If your wife does weird things like that, like maybe just like try to figure out why and be helpful as to what it is she's trying to solve. But just know that like that mile marker is out there of the delivery of your child, and that's probably the thing that she's most anxious about. Hilariously enough, and we'll talk about this in another video, you will recognize I did not mention being stressed about bringing home and caring for a baby until they are grown adults. And that's why we're doing this video series, is because there's more to worry about and more to prepare for than being in a hospital and delivering a baby. So, but just know that that's where your wife's going to be focused right now, and that's where she needs to be focused. And you have other videos you can join us for to talk about the next phase. The last thing I want to mention is kind of as a dad, how you can be helpful and where I felt like my husband was most helpful throughout the process. So I'd say there's a lot of things that your wife needs to do to prepare for pregnancy and to prepare for childbirth and then having and bringing home your baby. There are some things that can become really overwhelming, particularly when we talk about researching gear on how to, you know, what do you need as far as a stroller and a crib and all those kinds of things. There are certain things your wife is going, for one reason or another, she's going to want to be the decider in chief on. But there are a lot of things that I probably could have and should have outsourced to my husband so that he could determine, for instance, which car seat we needed based on the safety specifications, and then correspondingly what stroller we needed for that. So just be aware that your wife is probably going to want to be involved in this, but if you can help to narrow down the choices and talk with her about what she wants to see in some of these things and what you think is necessary, I think that would be really helpful as you are navigating through this process. The last thing I'll say is just what made me feel most comfortable and confident and prepared was knowing that my husband was right there alongside me, that he knew just as much as I did about kind of the process of what was gonna happen, and that I could see that he was always looking out for ways to make life a little bit easier. So, you know, making sure that my water was always filled, going and making sure that we had, like, what groceries do we need, helping to build our grocery list and helping to prep meals and do things. It kind of just took some things off of my plate so that I could be more focused on my wellness and the baby and preparing for what was ahead. So do what you can, create an atmosphere in which she feels comfortable, confident, and prepared for the weeks ahead.